Welcome to Meet the Sharks. I'm Kriptasha, and in this series, I'll be speaking with the sharks of SharkDAO. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into the show. Today we have Nico with us. Nico has made contributions in many areas of the DAO, the multi-sig governance, the tools committee, which he helped fund by writing one of the first SharkDAO proposals. And he's also working on our latest project, Shark Island, among other things. So we should have a lot to talk about here. So thank you for being on the show today. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm excited to go over everything and learn a bit more about you on this show. Usually I start out with my guest asking kind of like, how did you get into NFTs and crypto? So what's your story?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, Kriptasha. This is super fun. I'm excited to see more of our podcast develop. I actually was going to ask you, like, when did you join? Because I feel like we maybe came into the DAO around a similar time. You might have been a little earlier than me. I joined in August, I think.
August, yeah. So I was August. I joined right before we started bidding on Now Number One. Which we, you know, didn't get. We got Noun 2. And yeah, I was trying to go back to see exactly when you came in too. And it looks like, it looks like we came around the same time too.
Yeah, it's been a while, but sometimes I go back and try to like search early posts and see what was going on. I'm going to sort for the oldest here just for fun.
It's really cool to do that.
But it's been, you know, I guess approximately 9 months, but it feels like an eternity. Time in Web3, I think, is sort of on warp speed. We exist in a different temporal plane with all the things that happen. So I joined, actually, and I got into NFTs at the same time. You know, it's interesting. Made a lot of great friends at Shark, and it's cool to see, you know, some people have been in crypto a long time, sort of well before NFTs. Mm-hmm. Some people are recent entrants like myself. I actually had a friend who was doing generative art for like years, just for fun, a friend who's a coder.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, at that time last summer, if you recall, like ArtBlocks was very big.
Yes.
And it was kind of, news of ArtBlocks had hit my, you know, my normie radar at the time. And so I love a project. I'm always like either embarking on like personal or professional projects with friends. And so I went to my buddy and I was like, dude, we could like do, you know, some digital art like this. Have you heard about NFTs and these tokens? And so we started looking at it. And once I got into this space, kind of the next thing that really struck me was Nouns. I was quite early at that time. So the project had just started and I wasn't here, you know, for the testnet stuff with Goldie and Dropnerd and Del Piero and some of our other sharks. Thank you to them for getting things going. But it was pretty early. I saw Nouns and, you know, the auctions went stratospheric pretty immediately. So it was not something that I could participate in directly, but I just thought that the concept of the protocol was so cool. One Noun a Day Forever. The really open-ended, you know, we see now 9 months later with a nearly 23,000 ETH treasury, like, and all of the proposals coming through Nouns, which the velocity just seems to be increasing. Like, Nouns today is this, you know, becoming a real monolith in the space and something that, is pretty impactful, but it, you know, then it was just like pure possibility. And I found Shark through researching Nouns and I think I joined for the cost of like a cup of coffee. Just picked up a handful of tokens in Juicebox and came into the server to see what was going on and immediately caught the bug, I guess. So that's my origin story.
Nice. Yeah, I don't think I initially spent much money at all getting in on it because there's no minimum. And I'd been looking for a DAO to get into because, you know, I mean, I didn't come in here with a lot of money. So I was like, well, I want to work within this space. And then luckily found Shark DAO, no minimums. And then I'm like, well, I'll just get in here and work my ass off and then, you know, work up from there.
Yeah. So like the egalitarian origins of Shark, just literally being created like as a way for anyone who wants to get in here and try to win this noun. It's just like pure Web3 populism, which is super cool. And it also feels like something exciting and early, like in the same way that, you know, people picked up punks for a few dollars when no one was paying attention to them. But then, you know, that project went on to be quite significant in the space.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I joined Shark, it was just like, I was really fascinated by the concept of DAOs and working in this new sort of digital economy. And as we've seen in the months since Shark formed, like DAOs are very quickly able to coalesce around an idea, fund it, and execute. Like we're seeing so many, like an explosion of DAOs being formed and successfully like achieving their early goals. It's a really powerful tool that I think we're just beginning to kind of understand like what the possibilities are. Mm-hmm. And when I joined Shark, it was basically like, okay, we'd set this thing up and we, oh my God, we won a noun. And it was like, Okay, what next?
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, basically all of our conversations kind of revolved around like, like what's this next noun look like? Like, you know, everybody was voting up and down, like, should we bid on this one? Can we afford it? Like, what's the deal? Like, we're just very focused on collecting and very focused on kind of this fun spectacle of the daily auction. But pretty quickly, you know, like it became apparent that the people that we had attracted were interested in building in Web3. They were, people that had like a lot of diverse interests and talents, and we kind of quickly started talking about, okay, well, what do we do here? And mm-hmm. So it was fun for me to get involved. At the time, you would like throw your name on a Google sheet with your availability and like the stuff that you could do, and we would just kind of like get together in these early workshops and in channels around governance and tokenomics. And my background is in operations, I like being involved with things early on and kind of setting up processes. And so I tried to help where I could to get us structured a little bit for growth. And that continues mm-hmm. to be like a focus and a challenge that all DAOs face as we grow, sort of like building the road as we're driving along it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really exciting to work in this space, and I didn't anticipate in joining that I would like kind of move into full-time contributorship. But it was just like it's just really addicting. Like it's so fun to get together with our fellow contributors and work on stuff, and the space is so like. It's such a blue sky space right now that it's kind of the most interesting thing that I could be doing. And that realization came pretty quickly. And so I unwound some other projects that I was working on and kind of finished stuff up. And then probably like Q4 of last year, really just like was doing Shark stuff and being in Web3 kind of full time. That mm-hmm. coincided with having a baby. I have two little girls right now.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, took a little time off end of October. And it's like been coming back, like now it's Q2 of 2022. And so I've been able to kind of like come back into the space. Like my youngest is 6 months old now. And it's been great to see like new contributors come in and get engaged. And like there's a little bit of an ebb and flow of like some people that have been here a long time and contributed a lot at one point and then kind of had to step back. Other people seem to come in and fill that space. And so it's been a great experience, and I'm super excited for the future of Shark.
Yeah, same here. Definitely. It's gotta be cool coming back to that. Cause I love when we get new contributors I welcome it so much. And we've had some really good ones just come in and just, you know, go. And I love it. And we talked, you know, we've talked about SharkDAO a little bit. And as far as explaining what SharkDAO is, if you had to kind of pinpoint it within a few sentences, what SharkDAO, kind of how you would describe it, what it is to you, to someone, what would you say?
So Shark is an NFT collector DAO that is a part of the Nouns ecosystem and focused on building like open source and permissionless like CC0 projects and just generally being engaged in the future of NFTs and Web3. That's not a great snippet. I'm not our marketing guy, but when I think about Shark, I think about the community. Like we all formed to do this one thing, but then realized like, oh, this is like a pretty great crowd we have here, and we're all interested in doing other things. So in the same way that Nouns doesn't necessarily have a singular focus beyond like proliferating Nouns and promoting like innovation and development in Web3, like Shark kind of feels at this point the same, like a lot of possibility, and we're moving in a few directions at once. For me, I think the future, hopefully we can continue to build ways for the community to, like members in the community to connect with one another and with other people and organizations in the space to pursue what they're trying to build. Like if Shark can become like a conduit whereby members are able to like achieve their goals in Web3 and mm-hmm. do the fun stuff that they want to do, I think that's a great outcome.
Yeah, I think that's a great one too. I think someone else had mentioned that as well. That would be great. I think absolutely we'll become that for sure. And so, I mean, as far as working in the DAO, I know in DAOs, people tend to wear a lot of hats, and you do. And I mentioned a few things in the introductions that you do. But are there any like projects or committees that you do work on that stand out to you, and can you kind of describe what you do in there?
Yeah, so I currently, most of my focus is on an upcoming NFT project that we'll be releasing. So this is a little bit of an alpha leak, depending on when this this episode goes live. But nice. I think we'll be doing the announcements in the next week or so. So this, I'm not front running the announcement. No. Before this goes up. But yeah, so we have an NFT project that started as a very early concept. Like, I feel like it was probably one of the first 10 things that was discussed at the DAO, right? It's like, okay, we want to have a PFP for Shark members. Like, and people started doing these Pixel Sharks. And that grew into the project that we have now that we're getting ready to finally launch, which has been a really cool journey. I've said like it's easier to, like it must be easier to launch a DAO with an NFT project than to launch an NFT project from a DAO, because like we've really built with the community feedback like along the way, and that's resulted in making a lot of gradual like changes and expanding the concepts and adding new members to the team as we've progressed. But I think what we've got now is really exciting, and I'm really looking forward to carrying it across the finish line and sharing it with the rest of the NFT space. So most of my time at the DAO right now is working on the Shark Island project from a just like a operations standpoint, like helping to facilitate all the different parts of the project and keeping everybody on a regular cadence. Our team is like globally distributed. So we have members working in Germany, in Australia, across a couple of different time zones in the US.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I I think also elsewhere in Europe. So like, it can be a little tricky to get everybody in the same room. But part of what is fun about working at Web3 is kind of doing solving for that, like, and working effectively together asynchronously. And so I just kind of facilitate. And as we move towards launch, I'll be working with Sasquatch to help market and do some of the community, all of the necessary like community work that is part of launching the projects. We'll have some big Discord updates coming. We'll be staffing up with mods and, you know, all of the other underhood stuff that takes place when launching a successful NFT project. But I'm super stoked on it because, you know, like sharks, we've only been around for 10 months or so, but, you know, we're pretty mature entity in the space. And so rather than starting from zero, starting from a really good foundation here with a great community, I'm excited for the prospects.
Yeah, same here. Because we've definitely built something before the NFT. So people know us. There are people there are quite a few people just that are sharks, even if they're kind of just hanging out, that are involved in nouns in other ways too. And, you know, we have the presence and connect with other nouns extension sort of projects. So I think we've gained some respect in the space and what we're building. I mean, it's really impressive, you know, the organization. So what you work on, and then now you and Sasquatch are going to work on getting the actual Discord ready, which there's just so much that goes into NFTs. But then, and down to it, looking just at the art, even, it's like everything, every little aspect has such like high quality sort of like standards. And I'll jump in sometimes to the PFP because I want to try to make sure that I'm able to get the message out on Twitter. But overall, I'm always fascinated to hear, you know, what each of you do, because I can't keep up with it sometimes.
Yeah. There's, so that's, you know, when the DAO's running well, it sort of should be so many things happening that it's hard for one individual person to take care of it or keep it all together, you know? And so outside of the NFT project, that's something that I think about a lot and have tried to continue to try to improve, is how do we like develop tools or processes that help members to stay abreast of everything that we think is important and everything that they like want to, you know, get out of the DAO from an information perspective. Mm-hmm. And it's tricky, but also like working sort of trustlessly in pods throughout the DAO. Like we have a really, really active and great NFT degen community. And we want to help that little tribe within the DAO to be able to build out their own space in the server and tools and flows that kind of make their experience better. Mm-hmm. And by like enabling, just like the PFP team is working autonomously, by enabling a team there to work autonomously and build it out, like we can sort of just let everybody go and come back and check periodically. Like that's what's most exciting to me about the DAO is sort of the whole concept of DAO work is having things be like more project focused than like top level organizationally driven, like mm-hmm. let members come together to build things that they want to build.
Yeah. I think it gives a lot more creative freedom to everyone.
Yeah.
And of course it's less stressful to know that like these, you know, this team's over here working on this huge thing and like everybody's a self-starter and everything. So, you know, if somebody wants to know something, they just kind of pop in and look around and see. And it's nice to have these like little pods because you create your own culture within the pods, but then we all still mesh together. And then the information getting out is going to be kind of difficult. It was one of my ideas It's one of the things that sparked the podcast, sort of. It's just one way of it. It's not like an immediate way, but I think just kind of getting to know everybody and then them talking about like what's going on. It's kind of cool to, it's cool for the people that are busy outside of this, and just, yeah, it's going to keep getting bigger. So
That's, you know, why it's so important. The work that you're doing, with the comms team, with kind of developing more of this content, because it is, it's exciting stuff that we want to share. But it is super, that's a common, complaint that we've heard, at Shark and at other DAOs that face similar problems. Like people are like, I can't keep up with what's going on, or I don't know everything. And so by being able to like distill some of this and share little stories and updates from different corners of the organization, like, hopefully we can like keep people a little bit more engaged and feeling a greater sense of connection. So for us at the PFP project, it's been moving very slowly. And I have to start using Shark Island, as we just have talked about internally as the PFP. We've moved slowly, and sometimes, you know, perfection can be the enemy of the good. Like you said, like everything's at a high level. Sometimes that has been a little bit personally frustrating, because I'm like, I just want to get this out and share it with people. But yeah. I'm super stoked on what we have. And just the whole team is like, big thanks are due to Goldie and Numo for leading our art direction. MeshUp joined, as an example of someone who joined the project pretty recently and is doing a ton of great like illustrations and concept work around the website.
Mm-hmm.
It really takes it takes a village to launch something good, you know. And I think there's obviously a wide spectrum of NFT projects released in this space, but we have some sharks here that have done projects of their own outside of Shark, and it's been great to watch them and gain a little bit of like perspective on how things are done. And sort of universally, anyone that I've seen directly launching a project has put quite a bit of effort into it. And I think as the space grows and we sort of continue to collect more builders at Shark, I'm hoping that this is the beginning of NFT projects, and will be like a great way for people to onboard and for us to kind of start a new season of Shark. But I'm also hoping that it catalyzes a lot more like smaller or more impromptu releases. Like we've got great artists and builders in the community, and I would love to see like a regular cadence. We were talking about this the other day in a meeting, like of just like fun art drops from us.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah. Because I know, well, even I'm kind of working on something when I have time, so it would be very neat to kind of be able to help each other out with that, you know? It's like the creatives corner or something like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So it's because of the way the project is structured, we also have thought a lot about what, what governance looks like moving forward. How having a number of new members coming in through this project, like how we'll handle the onboarding, and then what we'll kind of be able to do with these new members. And so there's been a lot of that to like thinking about the impact on the community and what things look like next, like after launch, which is, I think, been, we probably spent 6 weeks just like, like working on art in the background and talking about, okay, like, what does this look like from a governance perspective? Like, what are our goals for the community after the fact? And one of the things that we keep circling back to is definitely like creating opportunities for members new and old to get together and focus on building their own projects and doing their own things. So
that's really cool. Yeah.
And this is, we haven't even talked about nouns stuff yet. So There's so much exciting stuff happening at Shark.
Oh yeah, for sure. And everything with Shark being kind of the, I don't know if we're considered a sub DAO, but we're next to Nouns and Nouns. There's a lot of proposals passing. I'm always surprised that there's some amazing proposals getting through to Nouns. Like we were in the Super Bowl commercial with Bud Light. Bud Light bought a Noun. And then I know the proposal for the documentary just passed for Nouns. It's about Nouns being in the Rose Bowl next year. And I mean, and then there's the animated series. There's a lot. So that's one of the questions I was going to ask you is there anything like that you'd like to see from Nouns or Shark? Do you have it like an idea of any ideas like that you're like, that would be cool?
Yeah. So there's like so much happening at Nouns that it's difficult to keep up both on Shark and Nouns activities. So I recently joined a little organization formed within Nouns called the Nouncil, which is like a community of builders who work in the space in Nouns. Like, I guess we're calling them Nouns extension communities now.
I guess so.
Which is a vibe. That's cool. And so I think there's like, we've just had another round of members join. So I think we have something like 30 or 40 builders. And this community is we govern by proxy at Nouns. So there's like 280 Nouns now, and not all of them have been actively engaged in voting. So the Nouncil is a place that Nouners can delegate Noun votes to a group of people who are collectively quite engaged in what's happening at Nouns. And so then Nouncil is able to vote on proposals and lead little projects of their own. So actually the stuff that I'm most excited at Nouns about isn't really single proposals, but rather developing the infrastructure around small grants and pods. Like, so Nouncil now will receive its own, like, basically allocation of ETH to do retroactive grants to communities adjacent to Nouns that have been working in the space. And like Prop House is a way for builders to come in and very quickly like get a proposal, like a small idea funded and be able to execute on it. And like all that stuff, like the big top level like proposals are also exciting. And the moonshot stuff that Nouns is engaged in, but the stuff that actually excites me the most is really developing that infrastructure around building more Nounish stuff. So like I get fired up when I see our friend CDT getting a proposal passed to take residency at Nouns and work full time building as a front end dev. And like, yeah, I guess just because I'm such a like an operations guy, I'm like, I'm really stoked on seeing the expansion because and we talked about it for a long time. You know, there was quite a while when proposal velocity was lower and the conversations focused on how do we get like more attention and more builder activity coming into Nouns because like we have this treasury and we want to deploy it to build cool stuff in Web3. And it's, I think we're getting on to that like exponential ramp now where the activity just seems to be increasing and increasing and the amount of builders coming into the DAO to do cool stuff and also building outside of it. So, you know, I think at some point we will inevitably like break through with some crazy marketing activation that like puts Nouns in front of people in a big way. And I expect that our friends Goldie or Kenbot or CDT or others will be likely involved behind the scenes in some of those efforts. But I'm so stoked on the day to day and building out this what is shaping up to be a pretty influential and impactful organization in Web3.
It is. And I think the Nouncil is one of the crucial elements, and it has become in the short period of time because it gives more opportunity and it fits in with the community aspect, you know, that and the prop house. Everything is very centered around community with Nouns. And I do like that because we haven't strayed away from it, where it seems that people are very focused on keeping that, you know, it's helped move the conversation away from what big thing can we do to get people to know what Nouns are, to just cultivating what we have already. And I think the Nouncil is very cool.
Yeah. And so it's like, if you're listening to this podcast, like, you probably, I probably don't need to sell it to you, but like, I think one of the things that, that I want to say to everyone is just like, come check out what's happening at Nouns. Come check out what's happening at communities like Shark. And if you're like, you're interested in building Web3, like, here's the ticket for you, honestly. Come in, meet people, develop ideas, and create stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of passion. There's a lot of like ingenuity and like inspiration as soon as you walk into Nouns and Shark. And
it's, yeah, and it's been great to see like the kind of like creative and talented people that are drawn to it, you know, and that's just becoming more and more apparent like with every month. So it is a lot of work, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like, because there's no manual for any of this, you know, and
right,
I think it's hard also because it's so exciting. Like, it's easy to sort of burn yourself out. But I think if you can find a balance and I've been fortunate enough to find like Shark and the Nouns ecosystem, find a balance and kind of a place that you feel like you fit, inside the space. Just plugging along at it has just proven to be like super interesting, and, there's always like more opportunity, ahead. So I can't really say like what we'll be doing, or what I'll be doing personally, what these organizations will look like outside of like a quarter. I kind of like try to approach Web3 in these little 3-month chunks because the space changes so much. But in the last 9 months that I've been here, like it's been pretty universally positive.
Yeah, and it is important to take it smaller chunks at a time because you don't know what's going to happen. And that can feel confusing, but it leaves room for a lot of creativity, because if you start working for a business that, like, I don't know, sells bikes or something, you know what that business plan is, you know what you're going to do, you know how you'll grow. But here it's like, we could do anything. What should we do?
Yeah.
And then
yeah, there's
seeing
definitely a paradox of choice.
Yeah.
Like, it sometimes is hard to figure out what we should do or what you want to do, because the possibilities are sort of endless.
Mm-hmm.
But I think time, like just giving it time and staying engaged, is how you find that little pocket. And it's so cool to see. Like, I love watching these internet stranger friends that I've made achieve accomplishments of their own and grow in a direction that excites them. Like you, for example, we've known each other for a while now, and it's been awesome to see the work that you've done at Shark on Twitter, and see you move into a regular contributor role, taking on this podcast stuff. Our friend,
it's been a game changer for sure. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And there's like so many stories like that, that are just like, pretty thrilling to me, honestly. I get really stoked for friends seeing people find opportunity and kind of make their own way in the space. It's still fundamentally, I think, quite early. Mm-hmm. And that's part of why it is challenging. But just a fun, it's just a fun tribe. I really enjoy kind of jumping into Discord every day and checking up with the you know, 10 or 20 people that I'm able to collaborate with and you know, seeing where everyone's at.
Yeah, this community is like, it's overall, it's very good. The good is weighing out, like outweighing any bad. It's for sure just like it's fun to work as far as that goes, like putting in the work and like, I don't know. And I didn't mean for this to lead into the next question, but I do have a question about the work.
Cool.
As far as like work life, the mental health balance, it seems to be talked about a lot more within NFT Twitter. I think it's just a conversation that's happening more, but do you have, I guess, any advice or anything that you do to help sustain your work within Web3? Because it's, you know, a lot of people do a lot of different things, and maybe there's balance, maybe there isn't, maybe we're working toward that. But what do you think about that?
Personally, I'm like always chasing, I'm like chasing the balance. There's a metaphor from flying, like when you're in level flight in an airplane, old style airplane, there's a sight bubble, like a level, and you use your pedals to control that. And so you're always chasing the bubble, like you know, you swing a little to one side and you compensate, and then you go the other way, and that's literally just how you keep level flight. And that's very much what it feels like for me. I personally have never been great at like moderating. I really like, I get very excited about projects. I really like diving in. And inevitably, I'll kind of like just work too hard, too fast, too long, and kind of need a bit of a break. Mm-hmm. So I've had a couple cycles like that already, frankly, in the space. And that's also coincided with having kids and other stuff. Like everyone's got their personal life that sometimes can and needs to like take you away from work and creativity.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What I find actually keeps me engaged is that it's okay. I've never really liked working in like traditional corporate environments or kind of the Web 2 model of work, the model of work we've had really for many years, is pretty rigid and inflexible. And being here in Web 3 or, you know, working as a contractor, like it kind of gives you greater autonomy. I think being in Web3 takes that to the next level because everyone is largely working asynchronously. A lot of people freelancing, doing multiple things. And even like people that are working full-time just at one, in one organization, like seem to be given a lot more permission to like live their lives. And, if you are involved in the project and need to step back, like other people are there to kind of fill in. And so I guess what I've learned is I'm trying to moderate, like I'm trying to not do too much, like 12, 16 hours a day is going to burn you out doing anything. But I'm also totally cool with taking those little breaks. So we're going to make a really big push over the next 2 months to launch Shark Island and get everything rolled out and get the server set up, and that's going to be a bunch of work. But then once the project is launched and everything is good, I will likely take a little break before the next big thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'll still be involved. I'll probably be in the server helping to moderate in the early months of the project. And I'll certainly still be attending meetings and doing things, but I'll just have the permission to not do a 50 or 60 hour week, you know? And yeah, that's something that I just think is like great about being in Web3, and also great about just like, hopefully we're creating work lives that are good for us, you know, like hopefully, like our generation, the people that are involved in DAOs and working in Web3, like we're kind of at the leading edge of what work could look like. And I think it's important for us to keep that like focus on freedom and flexibility in mind. And like, if you burn yourself out in this space, like it's really on you. Cause I think Everyone's here to support. And if you need to take some time, like the way that we work is actually quite responsive to that. Like there doesn't have to be a downtime just because somebody isn't engaged. There's almost universally someone else that can pick up the slack and does so. Maybe the advice in that big rambling comment would be to like lean on your peers, you know, understand that you don't have to like take it all on at once. I think in the NFT space, a lot of people who are maybe working as like individual investors or active traders feel burnt out because they can't keep up on all of the stuff that's happening and they want to just be engaged. Sort of the same way at DAOs. You don't have to. It's absolutely impossible to stay up on everything. And so maybe, turning to friends for support and understanding that like FOMO is inevitable and that you're going to miss stuff. Yeah. Those are maybe the two most salient pieces of advice.
Those are good. Yeah. And most DAOs are very receptive to just people saying like they need to take a step back or do something else. So I'd say if someone isn't in a DAO like that, then that would be a huge red flag, because I've heard some good things about good DAOs. So
totally. And if the organization that you're a part of isn't like necessarily vibing with you, like there's tons of other ones, you know, you can find a fit.
Right, for sure. I like the plane analogy, because that and knowing that FOMO is going to happen, those are very realistic things to remember, and that there isn't like it's looking at it like a grass is greener on the other side thing. I think some people look at it like that, but I could see it being the plane analogy a lot more. You're just constantly in life. You're going to be thrown things. You're going to take on projects, and honestly, finding projects you're passionate about, because work isn't bad, you know. It's just it can grip you passionately, and you want to keep working and doing things like that. So yeah, it is kind of a balancing act for that, and that's what I've seen for myself, because I just love it here so much. So yeah, I like that analogy a lot.
Sometimes you definitely like go a little bit too hard, and then you know need a little bit of a cool down. But I think it's great to, you know, ideally in our teams, we have a mix of people who are like part-time contributors and full-time contributors, and people get to kind of work to their own level of intensity, you know?
Right.
So if you want to just go after it, like, and do a ton of work and really sprint through something, like, you know, you have that opportunity. And then if you also like want to, you know, throttle back, it's there too. So I think maybe just like that we talked about earlier, like the having the choice, having those possibilities, it's a little bit difficult to self-regulate, but something that you learn in time. So, I don't know what the future holds necessarily for all of us, but it feels like we're building something that will be better in 6 months' time, you know?
I think so too. We're building something healthier than what we had before, like you were talking about with like Web 2. Totally. And overall, it's a lot easier to find balance in this than anything I've had before, for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And that's like, again, like just the kind of stuff that I love to hear.
Same here. I love hearing when people get to quit their jobs.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, I think that's all I have today. And I appreciate you coming in. You're very insightful. And I'm glad you got to go over a little bit of Shark Island Alpha for us. I think
by the time...
By the time this is released, I think the contest will have been out. So, you know, I think we're kind of just figuring everything out after that. I can't wait to hear what else is going on too afterwards and seeing all of the art. It's going
to
be great.
Yeah. So it would be great to do, I think we talked about this the other day, like get an actual little launch episode together with some of the other team members do a dive into stuff. I've done a terrible job here in promoting the project, but we do have an art contest that's going to go up as kind of our first activation. People will be able to submit art for the project. And Goldie and Meshup have some really fun like assets, the art for the contest and things to share. That'll be rad.
Yeah, we need to get.
Yeah, it's a whole thing in and of itself. And also, like, this is our first podcast together, but I think it would be great to come back and do more about the PFP and other stuff.
Oh, for sure.
I think I'm used to, the interview format's a little funny to me. Like, it's nice, I guess, to be asked questions, but I'm just so conversational, like just sitting down and chatting. I think there could be a great show just about like my friends getting together and talking about what the latest is the DAO or what they're looking at in the NFT space.
That's one thing I was thinking about, too. I'd like to have, I don't know if it should be another podcast or if I should just have moments where people just kind of come on and it's more chill and conversational like that, because in this way it does feel a little bit robotic to me. But
yeah, I
think
the conversational
podcasts are cool too.
Yeah.
We need to have both.
Interviews are great. It's just like, I think it's a good way to also like introduce people to obviously different like individual contributors within the DAO and kind of like this functions pretty well as a way for somebody to understand what not only Shark but really like DAO work is. I don't know if it should be a separate show or if this has room to fit it in, but yeah, it would be like fun to explore these different concepts. And I think probably would like, I think there's a lot of potential for like an audience to form around just a fun social podcast that we host that's like NFT chatter.
I think
DAO
so
chatter.
Too. Yeah, because we could, I think we could fit that into this podcast, even if we did like a once a week with like, I don't know, 3 or 4 sharks just kind of hanging out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think
be great. Yeah.
That would be so fun.
It would like maybe alternate between like the interview format and like the conversation format.
Right. Yeah. Cause that could, I mean, there's just a lot of like when people riff off of each other and are talking, like more ideas come up there. It's just, yeah. I think that
it's
would
also
be
nice, like to have, so I have some friends who have a podcast that they've been doing for like 5 years and, it's pretty successful. Like they, in their space, they have like great reach and it's opened a lot of doors for them. But they just sit around and talk and it's like 3 regular hosts and then like a rotating cast of guests that come through.
Yeah.
And I think like obviously that format, like it's something that people just like get into and binge. And so developing that and then also having like this long form interview format, it seems cool. It also creates, it's less work for you because you're not like, you know, it's not incumbent upon you to like ask questions or have like, you know, do any research on your people that are coming in beforehand. You know what I mean? Like it's just,
right.
You know, so it would be easier to do more episodes, without like drastically increasing your workload. Cause I think if you're doing like 3 or 4 interviews a week, like at that point, like it's pretty stressful, but you could probably do like,
I do 2 or 3
interview podcasts, yeah, or a conversation podcast that we comparatively easier. But yeah, I don't know. I'm stoked on the format. Like, and if I can help, I'd like to.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think getting that together, because I think that's a great idea, would be awesome, because that was in my head. I'm like, we need like a chill podcast. We need one of those too.
Yeah. And then like this, you know, it's great to interview. Like thank you for bringing me on, but I could see the interview segments like kind of connecting with some pretty high profile community members. You know what I mean? I feel like you could do a show with some of the like big name creators in the space, you know, and recurringly do these like interviews that also are like, would get a lot of attention, you know, and kind of develop the interview vertical to be something. And then this other vertical.
Yeah.
For like the social show.
And I'll show you my board I was working on too.
Cool.
I think it'd be cool to brainstorm with you, because I think we're on the same page.
Awesome. Do you want to do like a sign off? It occurs to me we're probably like doing this is like off the record. This is probably the stuff that he'll edit out. Do you want to do a sign off?
The only thing I do, I pre-recorded a sign off.
Okay, cool.
So the only other thing is, hold on, I'll get it. So where can the audience find you?
So on Twitter, I am nico.jpeg. And I've been trying and not succeeding to be more active on there, but definitely as we get close to launching this project, it'll be a necessity for me. Yeah, but you can also find me in the Shark server, in the Nouns server. You'll see me on the sidebar there in Shark, and my DMs are open. So if anybody wants to connect about anything, send me a message.
I really appreciate you coming on the show. This was really fun, and then we can connect on other podcast stuff now too. So that was good to make that connection. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. This is super fun, and I'm excited about all the work that you're doing here on the podcast and comms. So thank you for all your contributions at Shark. And catch you on the server.
All right. I'll see you. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of Meet the Sharks. You can find us online at sharkdao.community and on Twitter at sharkdao. Meet the Sharks is for educational, informational, and entertainment purposes only. Views expressed by guests and the host do not reflect the views of SharkDao or Meet the Sharks podcast. Meet the Sharks is not investment advice or solicitation to make any financial decisions. Do not make contributions to SharkDao in anticipation of financial returns. Do your own research.